For as long as I can remember, I've loved singing. When I was little, I would run around singing for whoever would listen, even if they were less than thrilled by my offer to sing for them. I will never forget the moment that I became embarrassed to sing in public. I was about 7 years old, and I was in Borders with my dad. I was listening to an Aerosmith song on the headphones, and I was also singing along with it, loudly. My dad tapped me on the shoulder and told me I wasn't supposed to sing out loud like that. All of a sudden, I was self-conscious. I became aware that everyone in the store was staring at me like I was a lunatic. I had effectively been kicked out of my musical Garden of Eden. Everyone reaches a point where they start becoming embarrassed by something they love. This was mine. Since then, my favorite time to sing has been when I am home alone and can sing where no one else will hear me. Although I am far from reserved when I sing in chorus, I still shake whenever I have to sing by myself. I started wondering the other day, why should I be so scared of this when I enjoy it so much? After weighing all of the worst possible scenarios resulting from a mistake in a solo performance, I realized it really wasn't all that life-threatening. So, for my senior speech, I've decided to disregard the lesson I learned in Borders about avoiding embarrassment. I'm going to sing something, but I'm going to do it a cappella. No other instruments or voices to back me up, so if I mess up, there's no one else I can blame. I've chosen a song that is extremely simple. It's called Hallelujah, so here it is, and I hope you enjoy it.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof, her beauty in the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to a kitchen chair, she broke your throne, she cut your hair, and from your lips she drew the hallelujah. Maybe there's a God above, and all I ever learned from love was how to shoot at someone who outdrew you. It's not a cry you can hear at night. It's not somebody who's seen the light. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. Hallelujah.